When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What country is this from?
This is a pre-approved top of the hour open for the Chad Hartman. I don't take my creative control at the top of the hour.
Well, apparently I botched the Ask Adam Anything program. So let's...
We got it wrong, did we?
Did we? So there's a bunch of people. First thing somebody wrote, they said, you were supposed to read Adam the questions that they brought to us. I had prepared my own questions. Nobody told me how to do that.
Way to make it about you, Corzo.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I am the host today. So somebody, I do like this one. Adam, this is a question. Adam, should WCCO launch an investigation into Chad Hartman? Chad conveniently got sick today when there's a Twins game tomorrow. A quick two-day vacation? I may or may not have seen him with his golf clubs in Wayzata, but you report that he was not feeling good yesterday.
No, he was a bit under the weather. He pushed through as all true professionals do, and a man of his level of talent. But today, just couldn't do it.
I'm going to sub in for Adam. Adam, when you drink your beer on a hot summer day, do you use a can cooler, and do they even help? Does he mean a koozie?
A koozie.
They do help.
Duck, duck, gray duck, goose,
yes,
whatever you want to call it.
I'm a huge believer in the coolie. I don't drink beer, but I do drink. I'll drink some High Noons every now and again. I
have a little Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah. The only one of those, what are they called?
Seltzers.
Seltzers. The only one I like is High Noon.
Okay.
Because it's not too sweet, and it's not super carbonated.
See, I'm the opposite. I want the maximum sweetness.
Yeah, see, I don't like that. So, like, White Claws are really sweet. And
not sweet enough.
Yes,
yeah, not. So, this is why I don't like sparkling water either. There's not enough high fructose corn syrup for me.
Here's one. Adam, do you believe Sam Darnold threw the last two games on purpose so he wouldn't be released after taking us to the Super Bowl? I guess that he wouldn't be released. I don't get
he
that.
Wanted, maybe they're assuming that Sam Darnold threw the last two games because he didn't want the Vikings to franchise tag him. He wanted to get to the free market.
Ah, okay, there you go.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Stretch.
I don't think he did that. No, I think he's trying to make as much money as possible.
Correct. And especially for him, somebody being that top-level pick that gets, you know, picked by the Jets.
And by the way, I had gone on record of saying, if Sam Darnold would have – this, what does everybody say? Let's say they win the Super Bowl last year.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would say, well, you've got to sign Sam Darnold. I would say, no, you don't.
Really?
No, you don't.
You wouldn't have anointed Sam Darnold instead of J.J. McCarthy. You'd say, I need to see my boy right now.
What I would say to Sam Darnold is, go make your money somewhere else, and we're going to build you a statue. You will be in the Ring of Honor.
Wow.
You are one of the greatest Vikings of all time, but now we are going to go with our young quarterback where we can keep this good defense and the good and rebuild the offensive line. If they had signed Darnold to a long-term deal, their offensive line is still going to stink because they wouldn't have been, and their defensive line, they wouldn't have been able to sign these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
And they would be making the same mistake twice to point to our off-air conversation about should they have signed Case Keenum or Kirk Cousins.
Correct.
Case Keenum!
And it goes back to, I remember Patrick Roycey when the Twins won in 1991 and Jack Morris, you know, was the through the 10 innings shutout, you know, one of the most epic performances in baseball history, right?
Yep.
And when he signed with the Blue Jays, Royce said, "What do we care? He came, he conquered. Let him go.
Let him go."
Now, the Twins wanted to keep him. That's different. But he got more, not enough to pay him the money that he got from the Blue Jays. And I'm just saying, but Royce was right. I just went, when we were talking to Adam, he says, "Are we going to win 4 Super Bowls with J.J. McCarthy?" I just want one.
Just one.
I just,
and then your whole personality will collapse, much like most of the states. But it'll be fine.
I just want one. And then I'm done. I would still watch him, but I would be satisfied. I'm not greedy at this stage.
I don't even think it would be satisfactory to have him win. It's just good for like 2 days, and then guess what? The world moves on, and there's more football.
All right, Scottie Scheffler. Did you hear Scottie Scheffler say that?
I brought this up on the show when I was here because I love an existential crisis. And I think Scottie has learned the lesson that many athletes do and many athletes don't. Sometimes they keep chasing the mailman that you could win the biggest tournament of your life. You could win a gold medal. The next morning, you still got to get up and take a poop like everybody else.
I think the way I would describe it is, don't let your job define you.
Correct.
And I believe me, I don't let
I love
my
it.
Job define
And then he
me.
Went out and won the next tournament.
Yeah.
Just move
relaxed.
On. Hang out with this kid.
And ironically, he's going to be great. I mean, he's the first guy since Tiger that could approach Tiger.
We were saying the same thing about Jordan Spieth, though.
I wouldn't say
you,
that.
You weren't that
no,
on the
Jordan Spieth
train?
Jordan Spieth's long game was never good enough. Jordan Spieth is does not drive it straight. He's not a great ball striker. Scottie Scheffler is like the best at everything.
Right.
He's the best
Dustin
ball
Johnson
striker.
Johnson had a great run too. They all have these streaks, but Scheffler's has seemed to elongate a little bit more than
the
others.
Funny thing about Scheffler was his weakness was putting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not anymore. So now he has no weaknesses.
He still doesn't. He isn't a great putter, but he's better than he was. And that alone is going to make up. If you can
make
up one stroke,
I believe
that's a lot.
In the Open Championship, I think he was second in the field.
Has he got a blade out there?
He's got a mallet, and he uses the what's the grip? I can't remember. I use that. Let's see. Do we got another one here? Let's see. That was a good question. Adam, what's longer, a New York minute or a Minnesota second? I don't know. Is there a Minnesota second?
I know there's a Minnesota goodbye.
The Minnesota goodbye is brutal.
I hate that. I get the heck out of there. I'm going to see you people again. And you know what? That's making an assumption that I am going to be alive when I see them next. But I'm just like, I got to go.
Here's another question. How do drug companies choose their names for new drugs? By the way, those drug ads are absolutely, they're so annoying. How about the one where the people are all on the Ozempic type drug?
Skinny drug.
And I said, how about this? So your agent comes up to you and says, "Hey, I've got this ad. You know, how'd I get it?" He goes, "Well, you're fat. That's why you got it." So all the fat actors get a job for that one.
You struggle with maintaining a healthy weight, Corzo, for a multitude of reasons: some genetic, some behavioral.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if the people who get the job are fat. They want fat people.
Well, they usually give it to the people that have already found success in their
product.
Well,
these people are showing
some
success.
We do the before and after pictures, gets everybody inspired.
How about this? My question. How is this in any way Ask Adam Anything? Guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty.
And look at what we're doing. We took our mistake and we're making it into radio gold.
Yeah.
Look at this. Spinning it.
Somebody said this guy is high.
Rumpelstiltskin's got nothing on you, Corzo.
I'm presuming he's. I'm not. I could see if you would criticize me for being on amphetamines. But
there's nothing wrong with amphetamines as long as you're prescribed cortisol.
Yeah, but
work wonders.
If I was high, I would be a little quieter than this, and I'd be a little more philosophical. So
you need them then. If you're taking
and it says I'm
quiet.
Monopolizing Adam's segment. You know what? Adam had 3 hours before I came on, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a businessman. He wants to spread it around.
Scott, the whole point of this
Team
bit
player.
Is for listeners to ask questions. Okay, well we're getting to him now, right?
No.
I mean, here's somebody that says. Going to prison is the punishment. There should be numerous rehabilitation programs because the majority of people in prison will be getting out. Do you want them better or the same as when they went in?
Sure.
No, I want them better when they get out. This is going back Braun.
But there has to be actual support and resources dedicated to what is it, recidivism? That's the big word to prevent recidivism.
Yep.
And there's only so much. Like you go to a halfway house, there's different things. But beyond that first box of hopscotch, I don't know how much there is. And we all know about the different problems that happen when you're a felon, no vote. Sometimes people don't hire you because of all those things. And so there's that. It's a soft spot that we don't really offer a whole lot of growth.
And someone
in.
Said, how would you feel if he moved into your neighborhood next to my family? I'd be fine with it. I'm pretty sure that the guy, that whatever was going on in his 16-year-old brain, as it's not there anymore. And if it's still there and the experts let him out, shame on them. But considering he hasn't had done a single violent act since then, I think it would seem fairly safe that I would have no problem with what's this. I'm going to go back and get his name. It's David Brom. David Brom, who's been let out of prison after the horrible crime. When we come back, there's a Minneapolis is telling a Good Samaritan that he cannot host a homeless shelter on his property. Is the city right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What language is this?
German rap.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I wouldn't have guessed German rap. Lindsey Brown playing the international hits.
Yes.
Here on Korzenowski, Scott Korzenowski in for Chad Hartman. Lindsey Brown in for Dave Harrigan. Chad's out sick. Dave Harrigan's up north lounging in a beach somewhere. You know, when I know Dave Harrigan went out to L.A. to see the Twins play in Dodger Stadium with his dad. And that game was the classic game where the Shohei Ohtani hit a homer, the Twins blew a lead late. It was an epic game. So I thought about Dave when I was watching that game of the Twins. By the way, later in the show, we will talk a little Twins baseball, given that it looks like they are going to do what they should do, given the failure of this season, and start selling off the assets that can bring them some prospects for the future. Because let's face it, this team is not going to win the World Series this year and probably won't even make the playoffs, so you may as well fish and cut bait. By the way, it's an interesting thought process. There's some guy out there who gets these cards you pull out and you read, and they're like thought exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of interesting. Like if we're sitting around, we'll pull them out, and I forget the guy's name. But this is kind of a thought exercise. Minneapolis fails to take down a private homeless camp. Here's what happened. Police and city workers abided by landlord Hamoudi Sabri's demands that they leave the camp on his property alone. Minneapolis crews tried and failed Friday to take down a growing homeless encampment erected by prominent property owner, hoping to manage the problem himself. After an hours-long standoff involving police officers, public works personnel, and property owner Hamoudi Sabri, the city abandoned its efforts for the day, leaving the situation in South Minneapolis unresolved after clearing some trash and debris. An estimated 50 people have moved into a tent city in the parking lot behind Sabri's long vacant commercial building, where he has invited them to stay in defiance of Minneapolis's anti-camping ordinance. On Monday, Minneapolis Health Commissioner Damon Chaplin cited Sabri with a notice of public health nuisance, saying his encampment was unsafe. According to the notice, the camp contained accumulated solid waste and refuse, open fires and uncontrolled combustibles, and a drug paraphernalia and hazardous sharps, a term used to refer to syringes with needle. Look, I get why you don't want that there, but isn't that better than the alternative?
Oh, I'm applauding.
It's like, this is what I tell a lot of my clients. They'll come in and they'll say, I want this and I want this and I want this. And I'll go, well, great. I want to have a house on Maui, but I don't have one. Okay. So we, within the realm of what we can get done, wouldn't you rather have this than nothing? Right. This is a case where wouldn't it make some sense here for the city to maybe work with this guy? Okay. Maybe throw some money at him, maybe create something that would help these people in a way. But if the city's only answer is, get out of here, or we're going to keep. And later in the article, they say you're just going to keep getting fines. And he said, "I don't care."
Yeah.
He goes, "I'm not doing this for the money." I mean,
I love it.
So, and I look, I get that. You get homeless people and you get them camping. Is it going to be like going, to some camp of America somewhere that's a beautiful campground? No. These people are homeless. They have mental illness. They have drug habits. They're at the wit's end in their lives. Okay, that's where they are. And isn't it better to have them in tents at this guy's property, they're not wandering around with no place to sleep? I guess that's all I'm saying is I don't have a problem with the city conducting or enforcing their laws, but here the alternative seems worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, and this is the gray area because technically, is he breaking any laws? You're my lawyer guy. It's his private property. You can have the fines for the sanitation, but this is the chief thing that we respect, land ownership.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
You do what you want on your land. We don't have any problem with it. And I applaud this man for taking matters into his own hands because I know that they've gone in and they've offered people, let's get you into a shelter. Let's get you into a treatment center. The beds are full, guys. You know why they're full? Because there's more and more people ending up on the street than ever before, especially for the elderly population, especially with the Medicare cuts. Like, we don't know how all this is going to shake out. And there is nowhere for these people to go. We don't like them on the bus benches. So we start making the bus benches. You can't lay down on them. We'll just design it that way.
There's no real good answer here unless you're willing to take the money necessary, which is in today's, maybe in Minnesota, maybe, but not in a lot of places. And look, California, which has a lot of money, has the worst homeless population. Anytime you go to San Francisco, it's really bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really bad. And politically, the GOP says, oh, look at the Dems. Yeah, the Dems haven't been able to do anything about it either, okay, in California. But to sit there and say it's the Dems' fault is not true. Because if the GOP took over that state, they put even less money toward it.
Right.
We've seen it. They've proven that. So there's not enough money to take care of the homeless people in California, regardless of which party you're in.
Correct.
And I mean,
that would be against the system, Corzo, because there needs to be winners and losers. And these losers. I never want to demean people like that. But that's how exactly. And so sometimes I get really sick thoughts in the head, Corzo, where I think sometimes they allow these people to suffer like this just as a reminder of what is waiting for you if you don't fall in line. Because we could have, for how many decades, they could have made a better effort at this. And there's lots of people that dedicate their resources, their time, their careers to try to help it. But at some point in the system, it's going to say, we can't do too much, because then if we do too much, then that's going to revert the whole thing. It's going to subvert the whole thing. That's probably a better word.
Yep. No. Somebody said, why don't you live by the encampment then? Well, I don't live by the encampment. Okay. I don't think anybody does. This is like an industrial area, from what I understand. I don't think that there's any, it's like a big warehouse somewhere on Lake Street. I don't think there's homes or residences. I'm sure there's residences maybe two blocks away. I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that if these people are let go, they're going to bother somebody else. These people are homeless.
These are people.
And if you take away their tents and their ability to go there, they're going somewhere else. Maybe they're going to wander into the neighborhood. I don't know where they're going to go. I'm just saying, I don't have a problem with this, with the city of Minneapolis working with this person, but instead of saying, just let these people go, why don't you come up with a better solution than that? And when we come back, a couple of things about climate change today. One is there's an economic, there was an analysis that shows that the cost associated with climate disasters is soaring on the same day that Trump is basically gutting all ERA, all EPA protections.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Anybody that's been in Minnesota for this July can certainly attest for the fact that there's always been thunderstorms in the summer. We know that. But around the country, around the world, the climate disasters are soaring. The costs associated with them are soaring. And on the same day that today Trump is basically gutting all of the EPA regulations that Obama and other Democrats had put into place to deal with climate change. Trump has taken the position that climate change is a hoax, that like a lot of other things he says that are a hoax. But you would think that maybe given some of this information, because if there's one thing Trump would care about is money and expense and cost. And all he does, he talks about the cost related with all these climate change acts and how now, you know, all the different regulations that come in that are costing money. You know, it's going to cost money. Wildfires. You know what's going to cost money? Horrible hurricanes. It's going to cost more money than the money that would be used to stop it. And at the end of the day, we might be wiping out the entire population maybe sooner than we otherwise would have done it. So billion-dollar disasters, the economic toll of wildfires, severe storms, and earthquakes is soaring. A new report highlights the growing insurance crisis playing out in parts of the country that are prone to frequent weather disasters. Weather disasters in the first half of this year have cost the United States $93 billion in damage, according to a report released Tuesday by a German multinational insurance company. The analysis by Munich Re, the world's largest reinsurer, found that more than 70% of all damage globally from weather disasters so far this year occurred in the U.S., with uninsured Americans and their local governments experiencing a whopping $22 billion in damage. The report shows the soaring economic toll that wildfires, severe storms, and other extreme events are exacting in the U.S. and globally. The findings also highlight the growing insurance crisis playing out in parts of the country that are prone to frequent weather disasters. We have seen some 90% of all losses for the insurance injury industry. So 72 out of 80 billion U.S. dollars have happened in the U.S., said Tobias Grimm, Munich Re's chief climate scientist. That's extraordinary. And we all remember the devastating wildfires in Southern California in January topped the list of the country's costliest disasters in the first half of 2025. The two largest fires, which killed at least 30 people and displaced thousands more, ripped through the communities in Pacific Palisades and Altadena, fanned by strong Santa Anita winds. So, and I'm trying to find the story. I had it on my phone, but I've lost it, about what Trump is doing with the EPA.
We don't need them. Slash them.
No, and it's
cut them.
It's, I mean, to me, it's, look, I am not, you know, there's a lot of people that you need to plan ahead. You know, you need to plan ahead for things. You save money for a trip. I'm not good at doing that, okay? My wife is pretty good at doing that. So all of a sudden she goes, oh, we're taking a trip. Ah, and then she's kind of squirreled away some money to go do it. But when you're talking about climate change and you're talking about something that is going to be, could be the end of life as we know it, and it's already, I mean, here's the thing. There is no debate, zero debate, that the climate is changing. Zero. Okay? You just go look it up. The temperatures are... Now, there is some debate, I don't think much, about what is causing it. Okay? That, you know, kind of... So the people that say climate change is just a big hoax...
We've had it before.
They're of the belief that this is just natural. That this is just a natural change, that over the years, that, you know, that if the world temperature has gone up and gone down and gone up and gone down, and it's, there's a lot of other things causing it, that, and that to think that we're the ones responsible for it is arrogant, wrong. So there are some people that feel that way. There's no question about that. And there are some scientists that might even believe that too. But the vast majority of science is on the side that there are things that are human, the human beings are doing could be curtailed and that could be, that we could fix, and we were doing it, and now that's one of Trump's things to not do. And I guess I don't get it, other than the fact that I think Trump maybe feels that I don't see how it's benefiting the country or it's benefiting society by not taking reasonable steps to avoid climate change and to avoid all the greenhouse gases that we're putting into
the air. He's not about benefiting our country, Corzo.
No, he's not.
He's not. He's about benefiting the buddies. I was watching a TikTok a few days ago about the situation that has emerged in Memphis with the XAI, the big servers there. And they have absolutely no oversight. They're just building these things where they're emitting these gases into the air. People can't breathe. They can smell it outside. There's no sort of route for them besides going up and saying, hey, Elon and friends, or Elon sending one of his friends saying, guys, it's really okay. We promise we're taking all the steps to ensure your safety as a community. No, they're not. No, they're not. Because they're concerned about building as fast as they can, making as much money, and getting that grok machine to go. That's all they care about. And so if those are Trump's buddies, that's what they care about. They don't want any rules. No red tape, Corzo. That wastes time. Technology knows no time.
How about this? I finally found the story. New York Times, okay, you're all going to say that they're woke. Go ahead. The agency's administrator said in a podcast that the move would be the largest deregulatory action in the history of America. Lee Zeldin, the administrator for the EPA, said on Tuesday that Trump administration would revoke scientific determination that underpins the government's legal authority to combat climate change. One of the things they're doing, if you're wondering how ridiculous this is, they're going to say that reducing emissions from gas cars is not an event that harms our atmosphere.
just going to sit right behind the exhaust pipe.
It doesn't sit there. Yeah. The EPA also is expected to assert that greenhouse gases from cars on American roads do not contribute significantly to climate change because they are a small share of global emissions, and that eliminating the emissions would have no meaningful effect on public health and welfare. But according to the draft details, the agency will argue that regulating climate pollution will cause harm because it would lead to higher prices and fewer choices for car buyers. Now, look, that's probably true. But how about the price of what went on in L.A.? Mm-hmm. What about the price that's going on in – look, I'm not saying that Minnesota's always had thunderstorms like we've had the last 2 days. I'm not even saying that has anything to do. But we've all sat here and gagged on the smoke from Canada.
Yeah. Okay? Didn't some of our legislators send a letter up to the Canadians and say, hey, you guys are really ruining our time. The lake weekends are not the same with the smoke.
No, then they're not.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They sent a letter while they're fighting these fires. Harvey Dent should be the spokesperson for this administration, because you go complete no overreach, no oversight for government when it comes to things in the world. But your body, though, then the government should be all over it.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I would seem to me that one of the things that drives MAGA, that, you know, with the big, beautiful bill giving all these tax breaks to the rich guys, you would think that they would acknowledge that spending some money to avoid these disasters, which could that the money motivation, if you really are motivated by money, you should be motivated to invest in things that reduce greenhouse gases, because that is going to make you money and is going to cost you less money in the damages caused by these horrible weather events. So that's the part that I would have thought that they would have said. And a report released in late January from the World Weather Attribution, that same report found that the hot, dry, and windy conditions that helped the fires consume large swaths of Southern California were about 35% more likely because of human-caused global warming. Yes, there had been fires there before. Yes, even with global warming, even if we could fix the global warming, there would be more of them. There would be more of them again, but there was more of them now, and they cause greater damage than otherwise. When we come back, we're going to lighten it up a little bit. Leslie Fima was featured again last night on Bachelor in Paradise, and John Breen was there to watch about it. We'll read his story when we come back. The Netherlands, that's my guess.
that's a pretty good guess. Sound like this? It's got to be somewhere around the Tomorrowland Festival. Have you ever seen that? The biggest one in the world in Belgium?
No.
Have you ever been to a music festival? An EDM, festivals?
No.
You haven't felt true freedom, except for maybe the day after Andrew Wiggins was traded.
In Vegas, I went to one of those bars. Was the boom, boom, boom.
Okay, what year? Year was this?
About 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
10 years ago, maybe.
So you're in Vegas. Not my. What? It wasn't it. How much did you pay for a drink? I know you don't drink beer, but do you drink at all?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. So you weren't deterred by your budget breaking in Vegas. So that's good.
No, I was not. By the way, just before we move on to The Bachelor in Paradise. This from the Dan Becker. This is really interesting. Dan Becker, who leads transportation policy for the Center for Biological Diversity, an environmental group, called the EPA proposal a cynical 1-2 punch that will lead to more gasoline burning vehicles on the road and fewer tools to reduce tailpipe pollution. He said that the auto emissions rules being rescinded were projected to prevent 7 billion metric tons of emissions from entering the atmosphere, while saving the average American driver about $6,000 in fuel and maintenance over the lifetime of vehicles built under the standards. You know who doesn't like this? The big petroleum. The EPA is revoking the biggest single step any nation has taken to save oil, save consumers money at the pump, and combat global warming. The administration's plan has its backers. Obviously, it does. But even how about this? Representatives for the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, a lobbying group for most major car makers, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. John Bozzella, the group's chief executive, said in March that Biden administration's auto emissions rules would be extremely challenging to achieve because not enough people were buying electric cars. But others, Marty Durbin, who leads the Chamber of Commerce's Energy Institute, called the finding settled law and said the group, which is a major business lobbying organization, was not seeking its repeal. In other words, the Chamber of Commerce was not seeking a repeal of these EPA regulations.
What? He went out of pocket and told no one about his plans?
That's all right. So that's the end of that. We'll move on. Move on. John Breen, we tried to get him on the air. John Breen has been a long time. I'm going to read this bio from the Star Tribune. All right. It says, John Bream has interviewed such music royalty as the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, and Prince, as well as Bob Dylan, U2, Three Beatles, Four Rolling Stones, and all of Maroon 5. He has performed with Alex Cooper, jogged with Willie Nelson, and walked the streets of New York with Bruce Springsteen. A longtime voter for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Bream has also written for the Los Angeles Times, Billboard, Vibe, and other publications. He has a journalism degree from the University of Minnesota, which I do as well, and where he established the John Bream Scholarship for Arts Criticism. And yet, what was he covering Monday night? Bachelor in Paradise. So those of you that follow Bachelor in Paradise and Lisa Fima, you know who Lisa Fima is?
No idea, other than that I'm sure she provides great disaster relief.
No, Lisa Fima is a local show. So as you know, the Bachelor franchise has been around for, let's see,
closer to 30 than 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Very close to 30 mm-hmm. years.
These are the cast-offs, right? The Bachelor in Paradise are the cast-offs, the non-chosen.
Well,
they're supposed to choose
first
themselves.
We started The Bachelor, mm-hmm. and I think the very first Bachelor season, the couple got married and are still married.
Trista and Ryan?
Yes. So you do know about it. Oh, you just...
No,
you,
I don't ask me why I know things. I read way too many magazines to try to connect the people in my age.
And so we had The Bachelor, and then they did The Bachelorette, right? And then mm-hmm. they go back and forth, and then they started doing Bachelor in Paradise probably 15 years ago. Which is, yeah, it's to fill the summer months because these are winter. It's fall and winter TV. And then, you know, the summer, no one's watching TV that much in the summer. So they throw a bunch of these people together.
And
there's been several marriages. And I'll say this, the few marriages that have come either from Bachelor in Paradise or The Bachelor or Bachelorette, there's been a lot of people together, but they didn't get married, have actually worked. But the marriage that came out of the first senior Bachelor lasted about 6 weeks.
Did not go well.
Did not go well.
Did not go well.
Did not go well. No, it's so now they got the seniors on there as well. Okay, the seniors on.
Do you
Bachelor
think he's going to learn from his mistakes at this point?
Who's that?
The senior bachelor.
Well,
I heard
no, now
they're
all mixed up now. So now that Bachelor in Paradise,
senior bachelor's in with the youths, with the co-eds?
Correct. And in
what?
Fact, and in fact,
now we're this is turning into a sugar situation, isn't
and
it?
And in fact, one of the ladies, the older ladies,
okay.
gave a rose to one of the younger men.
Rawr.
Yeah, so a little maid.
Who cares?
But actually, she was doing that because she said she really liked him as a person, not
for
romantic.
For sure, absolutely no.
But she said,
attributes.
I wanted to keep him on the show so that he could find his true love.
He has a great personality.
It's. I will tell you, you had asked me when I told you I was going to talk about this, that it is one of my... We all have a TV show that we watch that we're not real proud that we do.
The shame watch.
So mm-hmm. for sure, Bachelor is one of them, although I've greatly reduced my watching of it over the years. But it used to be...
Now you don't go to the reveals where they meet together and then they have a conference about when the show ends, right?
Yeah,
the reunion. You don't go to the reunions anymore.
No, at the end of the show, they always bring them all back to bicker on the stage.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't even like that episode very much. It's too
manufactured.
It's too many. And you see a few guys in the crowd, and I thought, would I ever go to that? If you know what? If they're saying, hey, you got a free ticket and it's in Minnesota, do you want to go? I would probably go.
You know that there's some people out there just to basically get standing room only, and that I would picture you, Corzo, in energy that is similar to what I see on The Price is Right when people get called out.
I would
like,
not be there.
Oh my God.
No.
Yes, I get to see Colton in person.
So Leslie Fima, she, I think, in her season was in the worst spot. She was down to the final two.
She was choosing.
She was being chosen.
Oh, don't
and
be
so
a
she and
girl,
she's like
guys.
A fitness instructor, and she has a good personality. And so she is. So she was, I think, the
second
the
place.
Final two.
Yeah.
Second place, the worst.
The unchosen.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to be in second place. Although
nope.
one of the bachelors. He chose one. This is back in the day. He chose between two. He chose woman A, let's mm-hmm. say. And after about 6 weeks, he said, no,
it
not
was woman B.
And then he went to woman B, and they got married and are still married.
Do they have kids?
I don't know if they have kids.
What
I don't
a story to tell the grandkids in front of a crackling fire.
It would. So this is what happened. So this is John Bream's writing, okay?
Okay.
John Bream, who does all these great things, is now watching The Bachelor and writing about it. I get a kick out of that. So he says, Minneapolis's Lisa Fima gets frustrated on Bachelor in Paradise, but she's still in the mix after five episodes. There was trouble in paradise on ABC's Bachelor in Paradise Monday, and not just for Minnesota's own contestant Leslie Fima. One female contestant left voluntarily, and two women alums, one older and one younger, arrived in Costa Rica, upping the competitiveness on episode 5 in season 10. But first, I said 15 years, so I was 10, but not bad. But first to Fima, 66, the Minneapolis fitness instructor and the runner-up on the Golden Bachelor in 2023. She was disappointed when Gary Levingston, I believe, is...
The elder bachelor.
No, he was on the show. He's been on the show when, I think, anyway, he was a bachelor. He was not the bachelor, the senior bachelor. He was on the senior bachelorette. He was one of the men when the lady was making the choices. Gary Levingston, and I believe he's a grandchild of Tina Turner.
Oh, okay.
Gary Levingston. He's very, dresses very colorfully. He's very ambitious. With whom she had been getting cozy. He got asked on a date by Nancy Hallcower, 62, a new arrival in last week's episode, and a competitor with Fima on The Golden Bachelor. So, of course, now she's shocked that, you know, that's the whole point about The Bachelor. You go on this show or you go down to the paradise, and you know that people are going to be dating different people, right?
They're going to be holding hands in the hot tub.
There's always somebody that cries when they do it. There's always somebody that says, oh, I didn't think it was like this. I thought this was the real thing. Like, you were there for 10 minutes sitting on the beach with them, and that's the real thing. It's just, it's really.
Maybe that's the first time they felt true love before.
Yeah.
With Gary, as I speak for everybody, especially the Teen Mom crew.
So I wanted to talk to John Bream about that, just to kind of chide him about that. How did you get that assignment? It kind of reminds me, where we got a minute or two here. Hulk Hogan died this week. When I was a sports writer down in Fort Myers, the managing editor said, I want you to go and do a story on Hulk Hogan. I said, why would I do a story on Hulk Hogan? That's not sports. That's stupid of me, right? Mm-hmm. Who cares if it's not sports? It's a pretty good story, right? So then I was complaining about it, and he put a little note in my office that I'm putting you on probation. You better go do it. So I went over there. I was a lot of pressure on me on that. So I walk over to the arena, and I had set it up to meet with Hulk Hogan. And we get in there, and he's not where he was. So I walk out the back of this building, and they had a big, huge tent out there. And there all the WWE wrestlers were sitting there and having lunch together or dinner together before the show. Now, we all knew it was fake, right? But that took the last, like, two percentage points away from you think, maybe it's kind of real? I know it's not. But when you see the Hulk and all the guys just eating together like a family reunion out there, you kind of knew it. So when I
did this, Tom Brady would hate to see that. He hates friends amongst enemies.
Yes, no, there's a lot of people like that. Mm-hmm. I have one of my law partners. We were in trial with the down in Florida, and the other side are lawyers I know really well. I'm like shooting the breeze with them, and he wouldn't even talk to him. I said, "Why?" He goes, "There are enemies for the point of this trial. They are our enemies." So not coming up next hour. We're going to talk the school shootings, and we're also going to meet with Ukis.
Jamie
Ukis at 2:35. So stay tuned for that here on 830 WCCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.